1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, I want to welcome our brand new affiliate, WNMR. That's N as in Nancy, M as in Mary. NMR-FM in Plattsburgh, New York. It's actually Plattsburgh / Burlington, Vermont. It's a brand new FM station that's coming on board for every single weeknight of the program, which is great news. So welcome aboard to all of our Plattsburgh / Burlington area listeners to WNMR 107.1. Our number here, 800-259-9231. That, again, is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Last night when we started the show, and Julia, by the way, joining me tonight. Hello there. Oh, I should turn on your mic, shouldn't I? Shame on me. I turned on mic 2, not 3. So Julia is here. Try that again.
Hello.
And we're going to take your calls about anything, as we always do. Let's start out with a story that we never actually completed last night. We did get into the details on a brand new federal program that is going to be giving police departments, and already has, some financing to train them on how to draw blood, to turn police officers, many of whom are dangerous, rogue, sadistic, twisted cops, into phlebotomists.
What's a phlebotomist?
Ah, well, a phlebotomist is one who is trained to draw blood. So the people that when you're in a hospital or at some place in which they have someone employed to draw blood, they are a phlebotomist. That is essentially their job title. And so there's some phlebotomy training that those people have to go through. They're putting the cops through a much shorter version, since they don't have to know things like how to draw from an infant or how to draw from someone's foot, things like that. So they're getting the most basic training on how to draw blood from people in the event that they believe that you have been drinking.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, they're just trying to keep you safe, Julia. They're just out there looking to keep those drunk drivers off the roads, and if they believe that you've been drinking, and if they're participating in this federal program, now, not all departments are yet. It's not up here in New Hampshire. It's not probably where you are, but it's starting to – they're in a test pilot program right now in Idaho and also in Texas. And so if you're in one of those two places, then you are at risk. And it's going to likely spread from here on out. I mean, presuming they have success, and I'm sure they'll classify success on how whether or not they've been sued and successfully sued for invasively drawing people's blood from them, forcing them to give their blood. I'd like to point out this will not be an option for you. So if you're pulled over and they think they have reasonable suspicion that you have been drinking, and you refuse to take the breathalyzer, they may very well put you in handcuffs, take you down to the station, and draw your blood. And I don't know if that means that they're going to sit on you, put you in a jail cell until they get the test results back, or what will be done with you in between the time they figure out what's in your blood and when they draw it. I don't know how long that process takes. I don't imagine they've got the facilities on hand in order to do that sort of testing. So what will they end up doing with you? I don't know. It remains to be seen. How many departments will end up taking part in this particular process? I don't know that either. But either way, it's very disturbing and something you should keep a lookout for. Now, it was William Gregg over at LouRockwell.com that was talking about that, pointing out that it's a pretty scary idea to be pinned down and jabbed with a syringe by a uniformed lummox, as he puts it out. The specter is intended to extort cooperation with breath tests, and they're probably going to get it. I mean, if people have been informed, as we've said on this show, and many lawyers, many attorneys have informed their clients, hey, don't give in to the breathalyzer. You can't actually benefit, especially if you're drunk, by giving in to the breathalyzer test. So lawyers have told their clients to not give in at all and just refuse and take whatever consequences come from refusing, because the consequences from refusing are less than those of failing the breathalyzer. Haven't you been given similar advice in the past? By a law enforcement officer?
Not exactly. I had a cop friend once who told me to refuse a regular breathalyzer, not the, I didn't know anything about the syringe, but he basically said that you'll get in a lot more trouble for DUI than you will for refusing to take a breathalyzer.
Right. That's exactly what people have been told. That's what attorneys have told people. There hasn't really been a syringe option up until now. So now they're bringing that into the picture, and they're looking at forcing people to do that. But how frightening. I mean, the idea that the intimidating, scary police officers that many people have encountered will now be wielding a needle. But that's not where the sadism and sickness ends, according to Greg. He says, besides, for police personnel with a salient streak of sadism, a personality type that tends to be overrepresented in law enforcement, it's just fun. Well, there are other ways for sadists in blue to get their kicks, he says, such as gratuitously pepper spraying retirement age women. Darren Charpentier, who'd been with the police force in Golden Meadow, Louisiana for 2 years, was recently fired after he managed to provoke a confrontation with 61-year-old Jennifer Calais over the window tinting on her secondhand Ford pickup. Charpentier had actually, or maybe it's Charpentier, had actually hassled Ms. Calais over the matter twice. The first time, he chased her into the parking lot of her home and spoke to her threateningly when she and her husband called the state police. The officer called for backup, but no ticket was issued. A few days later, Charpentier noticed Ms. Calais during a traffic stop involving another motorist. When the lady suggested going to town hall to discuss the situation with Charpentier's supervisor, The officer bellowed, "You don't tell me what to do!" Situation rapidly degenerated from there. Ms. Calais' foot slipped on a brake pedal, causing her car to lurch forward about a foot. When Charpentier thrust himself through her driver's side window, Ms. Calais reached for her cell phone to call for help. The officer, who reportedly weighed more than 300 pounds, handcuffed one of the woman's wrists and tried to drag her from the vehicle, then violently twisted her arm behind her back. "You're hurting me," protested the helpless 61-year-old woman. "That's what pain is for," sneered Officer Charpentier, who really needs to get his back dirty. Ms. Calais, who understandably was in fear for her life, continued to put up what resistance she could and was thus twice pepper-sprayed by Officer Charpentier. She was eventually charged with aggravated battery, resisting arrest, violence to a police officer, and disturbing the peace. After being released on a $5,000 bond, Ms. Calais, supported by several family members and friends, told her story to the town council. Several others came forward to relate similar stories of their encounters with Charpentier, whose abusive and sadistic nature were apparently well known amongst town members. The officer was terminated by unanimous vote of the council. "I want to apologize to all of you," declared one of the councilmen who made the motion to bring about the belated but welcome termination of the officer. "Y'all elected me to protect you." In this case, the council members were tragically tardy in carrying out their duty to protect their community from the police. Now, how often do you get an ending like that to one of these stories?
Can city councils just vote to fire police officers? Because that doesn't seem very likely. In all cases.
Probably not in all cases. I know that here in Keene, New Hampshire, the city council can hire and fire the city manager, and the city manager is in charge of hiring and firing every other bureaucrat. So they should be able to say, okay, city manager, fire this police officer. Now, how easy is it to fire a police officer? How easy is it to fire any government bureaucrat without risking them filing some sort of lawsuit to try to guarantee them the job for the rest of their lives? I don't know how difficult that process is, and like you say, is it possible in all places? Probably not. You know, all the municipalities have different rules, so check your local regulations to find out if you can read that crap. I have a tough time myself. But how often does it end that way? How often does a story of police abuse, an obvious story of police hurting people, actually turn out where the officer gets fired? Just doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen. I mean, it's like 99% of the time. I think that the factor here was that the woman was 61. If it had been, you know, 24-year-old Julia that had been tasered or pepper sprayed for sassing back a police officer, I mean, this woman basically, the cop got pissed at her because she wanted to go down to the police station while he was harassing her. She took issue with it and said, "Let's go talk to your supervisor." And he got angry, and then she lurched the car forward and he got even angrier. So if it had been you, Julia, do you think that this would have gotten this far?
Probably not.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and, well, it's nice to see a positive result once in a while. Too bad this woman had to be pepper sprayed in order to make it happen. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Tonight, it's Ian with you. And just try that again.
Man, you are not good at this radio thing.
I am not good at this radio thing. You'd think I'd get it after 10 years.
And Julia?
1-800-259-9231. Very sleepy Julia, who got up from her nap just to be on the show today. So thank you for that. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. But first, I want to tell you about the Free State Project. You want a good chance, the best chance, in my opinion, at achieving liberty in your lifetime, then you should probably be here in New Hampshire, or at the very least making plans to move here as part of the Free State Project to join hundreds and soon thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who've come here and will be coming here in order to get active and to achieve liberty in their lifetimes. Head over to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll enjoy all the features for free. Let's go to Dan in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan. Dan, yes. In New Hampshire.
Yes, I just moved. I moved a month ago, actually.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. To where did you move?
To New Hampshire. I'm in the Seacoast region.
Fantastic. Now, what was it that, I presume you are a Free State Project participant?
That's right.
And what was it that made you decide to make the move?
Because I felt like if I didn't move, it would get harder to move as I stayed in Kentucky, my former location.
Now, why is that?
Well, the longer you stay, you might get a girlfriend, you might get good friends, you might get a better job, things like that.
That's a good point. I think that there are some people that should take that under advisement. If they have the ability to move sooner rather than later, it's less likely, or it's more likely, you're right, that the longer they stay where they are, the more strings they'll have tying them down, making it more difficult to move later on down the road. And certainly there are plenty of women here in New Hampshire, so you might as well move here now and get your girlfriend up here.
And then not have to drag her to New Hampshire.
Or vice versa. There are also some ladies that are trying to convince their husbands or boyfriends to make the move as well. So
okay,
congratulations and welcome. What is the activism type that is most exciting to you? What do you want to get involved in?
Well, I don't know about exciting, but I'm interested in education. Trying to promote market education over coercive education.
Great. It's one of the important things. I mean, we're going to have to bring other people to the understanding of what liberty is and why it's important in order to get to where we want to go. At least in my case, I want to get to a voluntary society. Many of the other free staters want to get to a small government world where government is very, very restricted. But in either case, there's a lot of educating that needs to be done, and it can be done in different ways. It can be done by building relationships with the people that you encounter throughout your life and then just slowly kind of slipping in messages of freedom to them. Julia is very good at doing that, in many cases with coworkers and friends.
But I want to promote changing the public education system. That's what I want to do.
Excellent. Well,
changing it so it's actually promoting private education, maybe homeschooling, other issues. So that way people would actually control what their kids were learning and things like that.
Absolutely.
I think that
one of the most effective ways to do that, of course, is to get out and to create your own media. And that's one of the things that people have been pretty good at so far here in New Hampshire. The early activists that have made the move here, as well as some of the New Hampshire locals, have started to generate the highest concentration of liberty-oriented media that the movement has ever seen. There's some good liberty media out there, but we've got most of it here in New Hampshire, and it's all concentrated here. So if that's not happening out on the seacoast, you might want to consider, you know, getting involved with a local cable access station or seeing if you can get on a local radio station or something like that, or start up your own newspaper. I mean, those are all options. Of course, then there's the easier solutions, which are writing letters to the editor and that sort of thing. And these are things that anybody can do anywhere. You don't have to be in New Hampshire to go down to a local cable access channel and start your own show.
And I actually wrote a letter to the Keene Sentinel when I was in Kentucky, and it got published.
Very cool. It's that easy. I mean, these guys are looking for good content, and if you can provide it, they're going to put it out there. Congratulations on your move. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I had just a point of discussion, I guess, and that's when Gene the anarchist or Gene the Christian anarchist called in, and he talked about collectivism.
Yes, sir.
And I've thought about it, and I think that it's okay to be collectivist when you're talking about a free association, people who freely associate and are free to dissociate at any time.
What does collectivist mean to you? Because for me, last night, I found out that it didn't mean what I thought it meant.
Oh, it doesn't?
What does it mean to you?
Well, it means thinking of group people in groups and giving people in a group all of a trait and not being able to see people as individuals. That's what I thought a collectivist was.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I always thought. And maybe there is a definition like that somewhere, but it's not being shown to me at dictionary.com. The definition there is the political principle of centralized social and economic control, especially of all means of production. So it's kind of it sounds almost synonymous
so
to socialism.
Yes. Okay. Well. Okay. Well. Anyway, I think it's okay to talk about a group if it's a free association, if it's something that people can associate with and dissociate from. But maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't know.
There's got to be another word out there too, and maybe we're just all missing it. If you've got a better word that describes that, rather than having to go through the sentence, call in and let us know. And thank you, Dan, for the call tonight.
Great.
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And we've had somebody calling in over the throughout the past week who's been kind of critical, trying to corner us. And it's certainly possible to corner us. We've made mistakes and we've been wrong, and we've admitted that we've been wrong before. And he's actually back on the line, I think. George is in Arizona. You're back on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hey guys.
George, what's on your mind tonight?
I just got a suggestion. You guys have a pretty good ignorant white person voice. I was going to make some suggestions. Maybe you could do like an ignorant inner-city black person voice or an ignorant Mexican voice, just to kind of switch it up a little bit. Because you do the ignorant white person voice. It's pretty good. So, I mean, what do you think about that? Should you do that? I mean, just so you're not singling out one group.
Well, I can't say that I really have much experience with ignorant black people or ignorant Hispanics, so I don't know if I would.
When you say ignorant,
are you suggesting the kind of a redneck voice? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because every time like you bring up like something that's an ignorant belief, like something it's normally associated with like let's go bomb the rest of the world. You go into like kind of like a southerner, maybe like a Texan type of voice.
See, I was born and raised down in the South, and so I kind of came across all that. I'm sure if I were born and raised up here in the New England area, I'd be able to do an ignorant New Englander accent, whatever that sounds like. I don't know what that would be. I'm sort of familiar to some extent with the way that, that there's that very heavy New England accent. I don't know if necessarily all rednecks are ignorant or all people with a heavy New England accent are also, but I'm just not as good at affecting things I haven't had experience with. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, with a redneck voice, it doesn't take much effort for me because it just kind of comes naturally. I've just been around that enough. You know what I'm saying? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. We've got a bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, and it's all totally free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And don't forget that you can get a free audiobook download by visiting audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can choose from over 60,000 titles in every genre. They've got it covered at Audible. And Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. So to get your free audiobook download, you need to go to this link. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Jeff in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Ian, how you doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, Ian, you know, I've been thinking about something lately, and it's a position that Mark typically takes, and that's about the validity of government or the need for a minarchist-type government.
Okay, minarchist and, meaning a very small, restricted, limited government.
Yep, that's the one. And I've come to the conclusion, as much as I hate to admit it, that Mark is right.
Why is that?
Well, think about it. We're always being told that, I say we, and I hate to say that as a collective term, but I am always being told by people, as are other people who share my opinion, that we need to use government. We need to stay within the system and use the system, right? I'm sure
yes,
you've heard
we
that
are told
before.
That, yes, although I was told today that I should not get involved in the system on one particular issue, and that is marijuana decriminalization. It was very confusing to me. I was told that by someone who encouraged me to get involved in the system before. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, here's my thought, and this is the way I think where the rubber really meets the road to minarchism. I had this epiphany the other day, and this epiphany was that how do you shrink the size of government by writing more law?
I don't think that can really be done.
See, neither do I, and this is my epiphany. I think if minarchists really mean what they say, they need to advocate for one thing and one thing only, and that is to replace the sections of code that deal with the law with one word, and that word would be repeal. And then I'll be on board with the minarchists. What do you think?
All right, so wait, so you're saying that you think there should be a very small government and that they should just repeal the existing laws. Isn't that what they're proposing? Isn't that what most minarchists want to do?
No, not necessarily. There's plenty of code that's being proposed, but it's not eliminating code. It's adding to the code. So, for example, there's H.R. 1207, which is the bill to audit the Fed, and, of course, as is the case with every other piece of bloated legislation that they like to sign in, there's bits and pieces being tucked in there by everybody. I think it would be far more efficient to repeal the code that established the Fed rather than auditing it. I mean, let's face it. We all know the Fed's corrupt, and they're doing a terrible job of managing monetary policy.
Okay, so you're talking about on a federal level then.
Absolutely. I think on all levels, actually, instead of writing more code and adding to the code, let's just get the minarchists to do what they say they really want to do, which is shrink government.
I'm going to address two different kind of levels here. Let's talk first about the federal level. I completely agree with you. It's kind of disappointing that Ron Paul, who's a relatively principled dude, is out there promoting this, well, let's just audit the Fed thing. Of course, the people supporting this will point out that, well, it's just a first step. We need to have the audit done first before we can show people that the Fed is bad. Not everybody knows the Fed is bad, so we need to have this audit done to prove to them that it's bad, and then we can move forward with doing something else, which, of course, inevitably, as you're saying, will probably not involve repealing anything, but just involve changing the rules around, although Ron Paul might tell you that he would like to someday see the Fed go away. Does that mean he wouldn't want to replace it with some other organization or give some other government bureaucracy a responsibility? I don't know. I'm not Ron Paul. I can't speak for him. But on a more local level, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there was a medical marijuana provision that they're working on. That's a perfect example of what you're talking about, where the liberty activists will laud something like medical marijuana as a step in the right direction, and I'll agree with them that, yeah, making it so somebody who's sick can get their hands on marijuana and use it as medicine in a legal way without having to worry about being arrested, yeah, I think that is truly a step in the right direction, and I think that auditing the Fed is a fine thing. I don't think it's really going to lead to anything significant because I don't think you can do much to change the federal government, which is why I'd just rather focus on the more localized issue. But
agreed.
Why create an entire government bureaucracy to regulate the medical marijuana? I mean, that's what the proposal is that's on the table up here. And it's not like that all around the country. But generally, the medical marijuana legislation is more legislation. It's more blah-bitty-blah added onto the books, whereas what they could simply do is decriminalize possession of marijuana, remove all of those laws from the books, and then that'll be that. But the minarchists will say, well, that's too big of a jump. That'll be their argument there.
Well, and that's just the thing. And similar, like what I would see happening at the federal level, and I'll go back to that example of H.R. 1207, what I would see happening, and in order to execute that plan, if it is in fact signed into law, a committee is going to need to be formed, hearings will need to be held, money is going to need to be spent, and authority to do that is going to be, well, declared into existence. And I don't see how that is actually doing anything to shrink government. And I understand, and I honestly do believe that Dr. Paul is a man of character who means what he says, but the problem lies in the mechanism of execution. Government can only grow. Whenever you add code, somebody has to administer it, somebody has to oversee it, and somebody has to pay for it. And unfortunately, the somebody who has to pay for it is typically, you know, the people deemed as the taxpayer or the people. And despite the good intention, the end result is the same. You end up with more government.
Would you say that you would be more?
Like I said, my epiphany was that the only way to shrink government is to replace those words of code with the word repeal. Because I like you, I don't believe that a revolution is the answer. We need to evolve out of our current state of governance. And also, like you, I've come to realize that violence is not the answer. We are not going to get to a state of peace by using violence to achieve peace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's one of the most important conclusions I've come to personally in my own belief system is, you know, you have to be the change you wish to see in the world. If we want to see peace, if we want to see people acting peacefully towards their peaceful neighbor instead of threatening them with being put in a cage or whatever for smoking a joint or whatever the non-violent, non-criminal offense is, then we have to start using peaceful means to achieve our goals. I completely agree with you. But my question for you, Jeff, is, as far as the minarchists are concerned, I am totally in agreement with you that they pussyfoot around. They take the babiest, they put forth the babiest, little wimpiest proposals, and then they cross their fingers and they hope that they can get some advancement because they believe that in order to make change happen within the political system, they have to water things down. They have to essentially compromise in order to get to where they want to go. But would it please you, would the minarchist types please you better as somebody who is now an advocate of minarchy? Would they please you if they were offering maybe more bold steps, like instead of just auditing the Fed, repealing the Fed, or instead of doing a medical marijuana, doing full decrim, not some half-assed, halfway mark of just making it so it's a $100 fine or a $400 fine or something like that, or a non-arrestable offense, but actually making it so there is no punishment whatsoever for possessing a plant? Would proposals like that get you more excited? Did we lose Jeff? He's gone. 800-259-9231. Well, I can tell you that that would excite me a little bit more. It's hard for me to get excited and jazzed up about a piece of medical marijuana legislation that is going to set up a government distribution system with government stores or government marijuana distribution locations in which people that are crippled and people that are suffering from MS and cancer or whatever will have to get in their cars and drive to in order to acquire the marijuana that they need to get to make themselves feel better. That doesn't get me too jazzed up. I mean, I'll support it because it's a step in the right direction. More coming up. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right. Until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
Hey, I got it right this time. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You know Amazon. You trust them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Sell virtually anything you might possibly need for life and anything you might possibly want as well, because there is a difference. But get all your needs and wants over at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll likely get a great deal, free Super Saver shipping on brand new items. Plus, you can even buy used if you want to save a few extra bucks. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering through that link will result in us getting a percentage of your purchase. We go to, across the pond, the UK, in Ziggy is there. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Yeah, I've got a police incompetence story, which will take the biscuit.
Okay.
A policeman pleaded guilty yesterday to shooting a colleague accidentally in the stomach. Have a guess what this guy, what this guy's role in the police force is.
The guy who was shot or the guy who did the shooting?
The guy who did the shooting.
Police chief.
No, he's a firearms instructor.
A firearms instructor, so someone who should have known a little better about gun safety.
I'm sorry, that just made me laugh when I heard it.
So you said it was accidental, the discharge?
Yeah.
But he was pointing his gun at somebody, or was it... Did he accidentally point the gun at someone and shoot it, or was the gun pointing... Like in his holster.
It was some form of some exercise. I don't know the actual details because the case is ongoing.
Hmm.
But I have to say, it doesn't fill you with confidence when the police instructor is shooting people accidentally.
Now, it reminds me of that DEA video where the DEA agent is giving a high school class some sort of lecture, and he pulls out his firearm and discharges it into his foot. You've seen that, right, Zig?
I haven't, actually, no.
Oh, that's a good one. You should search for that
on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's got to be all over the place.
I've actually got a strange YouTube story, if you want it.
Yeah, might as well.
About 6 weeks ago, I saw this band from Minneapolis called Harsh Reality on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 weeks, one way or another, I was on the phone to the bass player arranging their tour over here, hopefully next spring. I hadn't heard of them completely before, but I really like the bass player's style, and I just decided to try and track them down. And, you know, I mean, I just find it weird that, you know, even though the internet is meant to bring you together, that this happened to me.
Yeah, it's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
also, let's not forget that you brought me and Gavin together.
Well, you know, that's what I like doing here, is creating relationships. Thank you for the call, Ziggy. I appreciate hearing from you. It's always nice when we can help make things happen for people. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And, of course, our Free Talk Live website has community features like the bulletin board system, the chat room, which are great ways for people who are listening to this show to meet other people of a similar mindset. And in some cases, they're in similar areas. I mean, the Free Talk Live forum, it's not a very utilized portion of the forum, but there are various different areas that are intended for people in certain geographic regions and states and things like that to get together. And the original purpose was to give them information about their local radio station so they could contact them and ask for Free Talk Live. But it's also a way to just kind of meet up with other people that are in your area, and you might not have otherwise known about them. You know, you might not have been traveling in the same circles before you met through Free Talk Live. So that's pretty cool. 800-259-9231. Julia, you and I met each other through Free Talk Live.
This is true.
And it's been working out pretty well. You know what? Let's continue on the police subject since we started on it and since Ziggy kind of brought it back around. And back to a little bit more of William Grigg at the Lou Rockwell blog. This one, beware of the pet police. Now, when they aren't summarily executing your family pets, some police can be found throwing pet owners to the ground, sticking a boot on the back of their necks, and arresting them on spurious animal cruelty charges. At least this was the spectacle that unfolded a few days ago in the usually sedate city of Omaha, Nebraska. A platoon-sized contingent of police and animal control officers broke into the home of a dog owner and arrested him in order to enforce a complaint lodged by the local Humane Society. See, the owner had taken his pet pit bull Sable into the vet a few days earlier. The dog was underweight and suffering from severe vomiting and diarrhea. Now, for reasons he didn't explain and shouldn't be required to, the owner declined further treatment of the dog, which was, after all, his property. I mean, if your pet is getting sick and you can't afford to take care of it, I mean, if your pet gets sick in the initial phases of its life, it'll probably get better. So you've got more years to love and to appreciate that animal. But if you've got a dog that's getting up in the years and it's just getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and you know it's on its way out, is it wrong to just to let it die on its own? Because that's what it sounds like this guy did. So he went there, and he just decided to decline further treatment of the dog. The vet disagreed and contacted the local Humane Society, which filed a complaint with the police when the owner, who had better things to do, declined the organization's repeated demands that he speak with them.
I wasn't aware that a private organization could demand such a thing.
Oh, well, I mean,
that's kind of like, I mean, if somebody came to Panera Bread and they didn't want to purchase something and they left, like, I call the police because they're not a customer. I mean, essentially,
that's like that, yeah.
A vet who wanted business, didn't get it, and called the cops on this guy.
Well, he called the Humane Society. Then the Humane Society filed the complaint with the police. And Pam Weiss, who works with the Humane Society in a capacity best described as commissarina in charge of paramilitary assaults on innocent pet owners, defended the actions of the police who swarmed the house with guns drawn and beat in the door with a battering ram before assaulting the pet owner and dragging him away to jail. I mean, can anybody defend this? I understand we love our pets. I understand dogs, cats, very cute, very lovable. Who doesn't like dogs and cats? I mean, most people have a preference between one of the two. They like them, if not both. So I can understand why people can get upset about something like this, but is an armed police raid an appropriate response to somebody who is doing something you might not otherwise do to your pets? 1-800-259-9231. We sniff, hey, the police need to do that. They need to do that based on the facts. That's what the city contracts them to do, to look into animal cruelties and to make sure they're not being perpetrated. Apparently, needless police cruelty to humans doesn't disturb Ms. Weiss. Sable died, this is the dog, shortly after the raid, and tests confirmed that she expired of natural causes, which means that the owner will not face additional charges in the case. Well, additional charges? That's right, says Grigg. Despite the fact that he did nothing wrong, the owner must be charged with something in order to validate the criminal actions of the police and their Batinsky helpers in the Humane Society. point of personal privilege. A few years ago, I was threatened, this is Greg, with the charge of felonious animal neglect because of an anonymous complaint that our German Shepherd puppy Chief was underweight. In fact, he was developing in perfectly normal fashion for his breed. German Shepherds of his kind don't fill out until a more advanced age. The animal control officer admitted that she had seen Chief in the company of my wife and kids a few days earlier, and he appeared perfectly happy and healthy, but she insisted that the complaint, which was apparently self-ratifying, meant that she now was effectively in charge of the care and feeding of our pet. There's something breathtakingly perverse about the limitless ingenuity displayed by the state's enforcement personnel in devising new excuses to turn innocent people into criminals. So what happened in this case? A man, his dog was sick. He takes it into the vet. The vet gives him a quote, right? You take your dog into the vet. You are on a limited budget. I mean, most people don't have thousands of dollars just sitting around that they can spend on fixing their dog. Whatever it is that the problem is, the worse the problem is, the more difficult, the more expensive it's going to be. So can you imagine, Julia, taking one of our pet kitties in? Let's say Mr. Rabbit. We take Mr. Rabbit in. He's sick. He's throwing up. You know, it's years down the line. He's getting up in age. The vet says, this is going to cost you $4,000. Now, I don't know what the average vet bill is for serious kinds of surgery or whatever it would be, but I imagine it can be at least a couple grand, if not more than that. So the vet says $4,000. Now, Julia, you've been saving up to buy a new car. You know, you're saving up to do whatever else it is that you were planning on doing with your money. And then all of a sudden, $4,000 to fix Ravage. Do you do it? Do you go through with it?
It's kind of hard to say. I guess if he was really old, it would seem like a waste of money if he's going to die in a year anyway.
Right. Well, you don't know when he's going to die, but you know he's really sick. You know you don't have a lot of money. If it had been $400, you might have done it. But if it's $4,000, it's out of your budget. But apparently, it being out of your budget is a non-issue. Apparently now, if you own a pet and it's sick and you take it to the vet, you better go through with whatever the deal is. Or else the armed police SWAT team is going to kick in your door and take your pet from you and then throw you in a jail cell. Land of the free indeed. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.